Okay, so you know how we just turn on the tap and expect clean water to come out? I was thinking about how wild that actually is.
Yeah, right? Like, we literally just trust it. I always forget how much is going on behind the scenes.
Exactly. So today I want to talk about water pollution treatment. Like, how do we actually take gross, nasty water and make it drinkable?
Ooh, I love this. I mean, I only vaguely know about like filters and chlorine and stuff, but I bet there's so much more.
There totally is. And honestly, the history is kind of gross, but fascinating. You ever hear about the Great Stink in London?
No, wait, what? That sounds awful.
So, in the 1850s, the Thames River was basically an open sewer. It got so bad that Parliament literally had to leave the building because the smell was unbearable.
No way, like an actual government shutdown because of river stink?
Yeah. And that's when they finally started building proper sewage and water treatment. And then you've got Jon Snow. Not the Game of Thrones one, but the doctor.
Haha, I was about to say, which Jon Snow?
The OG Jon Snow. He figured out cholera was being spread by contaminated water, which was a huge deal. People used to think it was bad air.
Right, miasma theory or whatever. That's wild. So that's basically when people started realizing, oh, we have to actually treat this stuff.
Exactly. So fast forward to today, and we've got this whole science of water treatment. Most places use like a bunch of steps. The first one is usually sedimentation.
Sedimentation, that's just letting the dirt settle, right?
Yeah. You basically just let the water sit in these huge tanks, and gravity does its thing. All the heavy gunk, sand, dirt, stuff like that just sinks to the bottom.
Hmm. So simple but kind of genius. But like, that can't get rid of the tiny gross stuff, can it?
No, not even close. That's where coagulation comes in. They add chemicals, usually like alum, that make the tiny particles clump together into bigger chunks, so they can settle too.
Wait, so you're telling me they just dump chemicals in the water to make the tiny bits stick together?
Pretty much. It's like making the dirt throw a party and forcing them to all hang out so you can kick them out together.
Haha, that's such a weird mental image. But okay, then what?
Then you've got filtration. That's where water goes through layers of sand, gravel, sometimes even charcoal. It's like a Brita filter, but way bigger.
I always wondered if those sand filters were actually a thing or just like a camping hack.
No, they're totally legit. The sand gets rid of a ton of the leftover particles. But for stuff like weird tastes, odors, and even some chemicals, they use activated carbon.
Activated carbon, that's like the black powdery stuff, right? How does that work?
Yeah, it's basically super porous charcoal. All those tiny holes trap stuff. Think of it like a sponge, but for molecules.
So it just soaks up bad smells and chemicals? That's kind of magic.
It is, but you still have to kill all the germs. That's where chemical treatment comes in, mostly chlorine, sometimes ozone.
Isn't chlorine the same stuff as in swimming pools?
Yeah, but in way lower doses. It kills bacteria and viruses. Ozone is even stronger, but more expensive.
Wait, does it taste like pool water?
Sometimes, if they overdo it, but usually you don't notice. And then there's UV disinfection, which is literally blasting the water with ultraviolet light to kill whatever's left.
Hold up, UV light, like tanning bed for germs?
Pretty much. It messes up the DNA of the bacteria and viruses so they can't reproduce.
That's kind of hardcore. But what about like all these new problems, microplastics, medicines, all that weird stuff?
Yeah, that's a huge deal now. Regular treatment doesn't always get microplastics or pharmaceuticals out. That's where things like reverse osmosis come in.
Reverse osmosis? That sounds so sci-fi. What does it actually do?
So, you force water through a superfine membrane. Like, it only lets water molecules through. Everything else, salts, plastics, even some viruses, gets left behind.
So it's like the world's tiniest sieve. But, isn't that super energy intensive?
Yeah, it takes a lot of power. That's why it's mostly for desalination or really polluted water. But, there's also biological treatment, which is kind of wild.
Wait, like using living things? What, like fish or something?
Not fish, but bacteria. They literally eat the organic pollution, like they chow down on the nasty stuff so we don't have to.
That's kind of gross but also adorable, little germ janitors.
Totally. But here's the thing. Globally, about 2 billion people still don't have access to safe water.
That's heartbreaking. Like we're talking about all this tech, but so many people don't have the basics.
Yeah, and with climate change, like droughts and floods are messing up water supplies everywhere.
Yeah, like one week it's flooding, next week it's water restrictions. It's nuts.
And then on top of that, you've got microplastics, birth control hormones, antidepressants. They all end up in the water supply. It's like a chemical soup sometimes.
Ew. So are there like new ways to deal with that? Or are we just drinking it?
Some of it is getting through, honestly. But labs are working on new stuff, like nanofiltration, which uses even finer membranes, and AI systems that monitor water quality in real time.
AI? So like robot water cops?
Sort of. They can spot contamination super fast and even predict problems before they get serious.
That's wild. So like in the future, your tap water could text you if it's not safe.
Honestly, probably. Or at least the water company will know instantly. But here's something funny. The UK actually has some of the safest tap water in the world.
Wait, seriously? Because everyone always jokes about British food and tea and stuff.
Yeah, but the water is like world class. The treatment standards are super strict. I read somewhere the tap water here is often cleaner than bottled water.
No way! I always just assumed bottled was better.
Nope. Sometimes bottled is just tap water in a fancy bottle, and you pay way more for it.
That's a scam. I'm just gonna fill up my water bottle at home from now on.
Same. Anyway, it's kind of amazing what goes into making water safe. Like, it's not just one filter, it's this whole science project.
Yeah, and we just take it for granted every single day. I feel like I want to go thank my sink now.
Haha, go hug your tap. But, seriously, the next time you grab a glass of water, just remember all the wild stuff that had to happen to make it safe.
I mean, cheers to bacteria-eating janitors and robot water cops, right?
Exactly. And to not living in the time of the great stink.
Thank God for that. All right, I think I need a drink. Of water, obviously.